Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to a brand new episode of The Horror Bin. We invite you to this new episode, and with me today, very special guest, comedian, podcaster. Still, do we still say new dad? Or is there a time limit on that?
She's only 4 months, bro.
Oh, yeah, so new dad. Yeah. I don't know if it's like New Year's, you know? You don't keep saying New Year's after January.
4 months, though. I think after a year, you could say no more new dad.
Yeah. Experienced dad. But right now, he's a new dad. King of Covina, it's Steve Hernandez.
Great to be here, everyone. Great to be here. Thank you so much for having me, Jules.
Steve, thank you so much for coming on. You brought an interesting movie, because when you first said what the movie was, I thought you were talking about the most recent, The Invitation, which has to do with vampires. This one, very different from that. As I just said, it's The Invitation 2015. I guess before we get into that, what's your experience with horror in general? Like, what's your...
Well, you know, as a Mexican, I've been watching these things since I was 3 years old. Terrified. My mom literally took me to see Nightmare on Elm Street 2 when it was in the theater.
Really?
Yeah, before she was, you know, gave her life to Christ. But yeah, I remember being scared, seeing the Nightmare. I remember there used to be a drive-in in Baldwin Park where the Baldwin Park Kaiser is, called the Sunset Drive-In. And I remember going to see Halloween there, a couple of them, when I was 4 or 5 years old, and just screaming in the back seat, like hiding from Michael Myers. To me, Michael Myers is the guy. The first Halloween is the horror movie. But I enjoy them, man. I like the new shit. I like the new artsy stuff. And I like fun stuff, too. The Invitation, to me, I've just been wanting to watch it again.
Yeah.
Would you call this a horror movie?
I would say this is definitely in the realm of horror.
Okay, good.
Definitely a dinner party is my level of horror.
Well, you know, I watched it again yesterday. I saw it in the theater, and there is like a lot of stuff going on. Of course, you're dealing with grief and stuff, but also the anxiety of being at a dinner party. I think this movie is so specific to LA. They do talk about LA and New York too, where you get invited to a thing and you want to look around and say, am I the only one like seeing this shit?
Yeah.
Like, this is like, what the fuck is going on?
People are being weird. Yeah, they're acting weird. Nobody wants, everyone's being polite. Nobody wants to, they're just eccentric. No, they're fucking weird, dude.
But I really liked this movie back when I saw it. What is it? Karen Kurosawa? And she also did. She's an amazing director.
The director, written by Phil Hay, Matt Manfredi. Karen Kusama, director. For those that don't know, 2015, The Invitation. Synopsis: when a man accepts an invitation to a dinner party hosted by his ex-wife, the unsettling past reopens old wounds and creates new tensions. I think accurate that I like watching it because I remember it has a big end, it has a fairly big ending.
Yes.
Like shot, which I really like. But I remember seeing that ending being spoiled for me like a while back, but I didn't remember what the movie was until I started watching. I'm like, why does this the way it was shot, the way it looked, I was like, why does this seem so familiar? And then when that Red Lantern comes out, I'm like, this crazy ass movie.
I love it because the movie is like just so full of dread the whole time. You like feel like something awful is gonna happen, and they fake you out like everything's okay a couple of different times, and then the last like 25 minutes is just like gruesome heavy and action-packed.
It gave me have you ever seen the You're Next?
What is that? It
has a very similar vibe. Very different in that the killing starts way before anybody gets any dinner. But it's basically this whole family's at a get together, a dinner, and then
it's the rich family with Adrian Brody, right?
With who?
No, keep going.
It's a dinner party, and then there's a home invasion, and people just start getting killed. But the main girl of the movie, she like grew up on a survivalist compound, so she's like just tearing through the home invaders.
Oh no, I haven't seen this. It sounds incredible though.
It's good. Like if you go in not knowing anything about it, the twists that come out are real good.
Yeah.
Before we keep going, let's go ahead and take a look at the trailer for The Invitation.
God, this thing is so official.
Maybe they're overcompensating.
kind of hard to call everybody up out of the blue after 2 years.
And of course, you're going up in the Hollywood Hills. It's like the most beautiful houses.
And it's so funny. There's just this guy's new girlfriend. Is back at you. The whole time, she's like, I'm never hanging out with white people.
the beginning, he's just kind of like, you hang out here. I'm going to go be sad in another room.
Yeah.
So many times.
I know. I don't really say how long they've been together, but if it's a couple years, then it's fine.
Yeah.
Hot ass ex-wife.
Suspicious of our hospitality.
There were a couple moments when it was the ex-husband and the new guy were in the same room where I got a little confused as to who was who.
I know, it's like
they have very similar faces.
Yeah, I guess my ex-wife has a type.
How has he been handling things? He can be self-destructive. I think he's doing the best he can.
That chick is really hot, by the way.
Yeah.
The ex-wife.
Makes her all the more dangerous.
Yeah.
See you for 2 years, and then all of a sudden, we get invited to this lavish dinner.
Which, by the way, that dinner, there's no way she prepared all that. She's barely in the kitchen at all in this movie.
When I saw it yesterday, but, you know, when you're that rich, too, you just have it brought in.
True.
Yeah. Tonight is the night our faith is made real. Because it was also upstairs, and the kitchen was clean. Like, there was nothing going on in the kitchen. That's a great trailer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Real good. So that is The Invitation 2015. 2015. Directed by Karen Kusama. Starring, who do we got? We got Logan Marshall Green as Will as our lead. We also got, his girlfriend. I cannot pronounce that name. You want to take a shot at that?
Am I Yahtzee? Yeah.
That's probably the best guess.
Amayachi.
But she plays Kira, the girlfriend. We got Tammy Blanchard playing Eden, the ex-wife. And then Mikhail Hussman as David, who I thought was Diego Luna from halfway through the film. And then
he was in a lot of stuff for a little while, like around this time. He was I originally saw him in Tremé. And then he was in The Age of Adeline. He was in a bunch of stuff like that. But the only real people, I think, that I thought that was Toby Huss. Okay, cool. But John Carroll Lynch, of course, is the great character actor.
He has such an endearing like presence when he's just on, like whether he's playing like this very just quiet, somber character or he's a normalish guy.
You think he's endearing? Maybe not endearing.
Maybe that's not the right word. But he has a presence like when he's on screen.
Well, I always think of he's a great character actor. He's been in a ton of stuff. But he is in Zodiac. He is the implied Zodiac killer. So in this movie too, he's like big.
Mm-hmm.
Like you could feel, it feels like he could fuck some stuff up.
He eventually does.
And he does. Yeah. But he was great. And then Jay Larson. The comedian Jay Larson is in this, who's great. Yeah, that was him. And he got to make out with that woman, and they called him fat a bunch. That one part where she slaps him in the face, she goes, nobody takes you seriously, and she slaps him in the face.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He's like, ooh, this is fucked up. And then he walks in the next room. She's like, I've forgotten it already. You should too. I was like, you fucking bitch.
And then moments later, she's like, I've always wanted to make out with you.
Yeah, well, that was worth sticking around.
The fuck?
Yeah, I would love for any person, any woman to be like, yeah, I've always wanted to make out with you. And then just mac on him. It was great.
Which I feel like, Steve, I feel like you've heard that a number of times.
No, I haven't. I hope in my heart. I hope that's the feeling.
In my heart as well. I'm like, no, there's no way Steve's got like three women a day. Like, man.
I do get the sense a lot of times that I'm pretty good at feeling when someone's attracted to me. But I think people, even though I'm polyamorous, I think people like, nobody wants to offend Julia, even though that's not a thing. Because I'm married, that's not a thing. I have felt because I'm fat, but you feel a woman being attracted to you, but they're like, I can't be attracted to a fat guy. I feel them pull back. I feel that too sometimes. So it is my dream that all women are thinking, I've always wanted to make out with him.
Have you ever done a dinner party?
Of course.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it usually as tense as this
no.
one?
No. They should have left. Multiple times yeah. they should have
at
left.
At what point in a dinner party when you're in that situation are you dipping out?
There's not, if you guys,
do you spoil? Yeah, we spoil.
Okay, good. Yeah. The whole thing about
listeners should know it by now.
Yeah, the whole thing about this show is, or this movie is, they're in a cult, and it basically becomes a death cult.
Yeah.
So by the end, they want to murder all these people they invited. But pretty early on, they go like, oh, where have you guys been for a couple of years? They show this video that kind of explains the cult, and then a woman dies on screen in the video. I think then I probably would have checked out.
Yeah.
Yeah, unless, because they weren't, nobody, this wasn't like a jovial thing even. If it was a bunch of people watching YouTube and saying like, oh, check this out, whatever.
Yeah.
Everyone was tense the
this
whole time.
This
was
a presentation that they were
giving.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And so.
Which also, like I want to say like, what, you know, like nine people at the party?
Yes.
And then they pull out a laptop. And
yeah. Well, he goes, oh, we wanted to show you this thing too. It's very, if you've ever been to any multi-level marketing thing, it felt like that too, mm-hmm. where your friends from high school that you haven't seen in a while invite you to a party, and then you get there and they want you to sell prepaid legal. So whenever that kind of thing, and that at that point, and that's fairly early in the movie, you're like, oh, okay, you know what, I'm going to go.
Yeah.
Because it was obviously not about having a real party or anything like that.
Yeah.
But to be fair, they were giving out very good wine. And so that is like the stuff they were implying that this was very nice wine.
A lot of them do, like when he has his freak out, he does imply like, we're all just laying it past. Why? Is he has wine?
But it's very nice wine.
Hey, listen, you pull out like some good drugs or some good drinks, I might stick around for a little.
Gotten into wine yet in your life?
I haven't. I've tried it. I've tried to get into it. I just can't. I don't know what it is.
You'll find a bottle. That's what it was. You just got to find one bottle that kind of opens it up for you. But yeah, wine is like great. I don't drink it as much as I you know, as I'd like. Just there's so much sugar in it. If I do drink, I try to stick to tequila. But yeah, wine tasting with a babe, there's like not much better than that.
Okay.
Yeah, you've never been wine tasting then, right?
No.
Yeah, you go to like three or four spots in a row and you taste everything and you slowly get drunk. Really fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've been beer tasting. That's not the same. That's not. No, it's definitely not. I'm sure it's not the same.
Yeah. You got a loaf of bread in your fucking stomach. No. No. Wine tasting, which is why I would have stuck around at this party. And then there is a part two where they play this game and say, "Oh, I want this."
Mm.
And
weird game.
The four people in the cult are the new husband,
the ex-wife,
the ex-wife. This weird John Carroll Lynch guy, and then this slut. And the slut is super cool. She really is. She's like pretty hot.
Your friend is real cool.
Yeah, she's pretty hot. And the first time the main character like looks down the hall, and she's just in underwear, and she's very coy and all that kind of stuff. But and that I want game, she starts macking on the Asian woman for no reason. That was cool. And she's just down to like fuck outside the main character's like the main character does keep taking these breaks. This is his old house. He keeps looking around. They broke up because their son, their 5-year-old son or whatever, died.
Yeah.
So it's a big tragic feeling too. But he just keeps like hanging out around the house by himself. And at one point he's by the pool and the slut like comes up to him and she's like, she's like, if you want to fuck me, just fuck me. Then he's like, I don't know you, which I'm like, come on, bro. You should just fuck her, bro. And then she's like, you could hurt me if you want to. And I'm like, this is why I love white women. You just really, they really want you generally to beat the shit out of them in bed. I didn't used to, but my ex really taught me how to do it. And I still, it's not like I get off on it, but you do want to bring pleasure to the other person.
Yeah.
And if it's generally white women, you got to beat the shit out of them. someone I was dating pretty recently, like, really, it was, like, too much. I was like, stop. When you're, like, choking very hard,
yeah,
you're like, come on. Like, be cool.
I feel like I'm committing a crime.
That's funny because I do like, sexually, I've had a couple of women where they like to be good girls. I much prefer that, to say, like, oh, you're such a good girl, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Than just beating the shit out of them and calling them the C word and stuff. I'm like, come on, relax. Telling them you do a bad job, and they're like, yes, I hate myself, and I'm gonna come. Yeah, real props to the slut in this movie.
No notes. She did great.
Yeah, she was awesome.
She was. She's the one who kind of after he realizes what they're doing with the wine. Just before poisoning everybody,
yeah.
she was just gung-ho, like, so she clearly was so excited about this part.
Oh yeah,
because she's the one who immediately loses it, and it's just like, you ruined it.
They do a lot of back and forth in this movie, so you don't know if the main character is just being paranoid.
Mm-hmm.
And the one of the big fake outs is this guy was supposed to show up, a guy named Choi, and they were like, oh, he's a big flake. But near the end of the movie, he gets, oh yeah, there's no reception. Which there is,
yeah, up in the hills.
Yeah, there's not a lot of reception. He, like, gets a voicemail from the guy, and he's like, I got here early. I'm walking in right now. And so he's like, where is he? Where's Choi? He starts screaming at the couple, and they're like, we don't know where he is. But we're like, God, they killed him. And then the guy walks in. He's like, oh, I had to go to the office real quick. And at that point, pretty late in the movie, because this kind of happens a few times, they're like, we're like, oh, okay, I guess they're fine. And then right, they poison all this wine, and right before they're gonna drink it at the end, he goes, "Don't drink the wine." But one girl does, and she starts foaming at the mouth. And at this point, everything starts rocking. Then you're like, "Oh, they are evil."
The new husband comes out with a gun.
Yeah, starts shooting, blasting people.
Yeah,
it's really great. I think the last 20 minutes of this is really great. Because up until then, it's a very slow burn.
Yeah,
and I don't. It's only an hour 40, which. That's great. I love that.
Perfect time. Yeah. Anything under 2 hours, especially for a horror movie, under 2 hours is perfect.
I mean, I'm looking for 90 from a horror movie. Mm-hmm. I think that's incredible. But did you like the movie?
I enjoyed it. I do agree. It was a very slow burn. Yeah. A part of me was kind of like, what's happening? Like, something's got to, like, I'm getting that tension feeling.
Yeah.
And the fact, the lack of music in the background for most of it really builds on it. But yeah, for the most part, wasn't sure what was going to happen. Wasn't sure where was it going to go until, until, like, the wine, him starting to put it all together, then I start, but I'm like, oh, they're trying to poison everybody.
Yeah.
And then as soon as they're like, well, let's just get killing then.
Yeah. you did bring this up, but there is a final closing shot at some point near the end of the movie. The host, the bad guy, lights a red lamp in his backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last shot of the movie is them looking at through the Hollywood Hills and seeing several other red lamps throughout the hills, and you start hearing gunshots and screaming.
Dogs barking.
Yeah,
everything. So helicopters, sirens.
Yeah.
You hear everything.
So it's implied that, like, all these other high-powered LA people have gotten sucked into this thing, and they're murdering a bunch of people.
Right, they do now. Also mention, was Eden and I think it's the guy's David, not the ex-husband, but the new guy. They do mention when they're like, kind of like, so it's a cult, it's this and that. And there's like, no, it's no, it's a whole thing. It's a program. We all get together and we overcome grief. They mention, like, there's thousands of us all over the world and this and that. So even after that shot, you start remembering that. You're like, oh shit, there's tons of this shit probably going on over the place.
They do, because this is kind of making fun of LA and New York culture too.
Yeah,
because they go, it's very intelligent people, you know, people like in L.A. and New York. They literally say that. It's so funny. They all get sucked into this dumb cult. But they're rich, too. And, you know, the whole thing is grief. What's his name? All the people have dealt with
some form of, like, grief.
Yeah, in that game scene where they say, you know, say what you want right now. She goes, oh, I want to kiss this person. Then that girl goes, oh, I want to do some coke. So they throw her a bag of coke, and then they start kissing. It's very erotic, but in the middle of this, like, erotic game, this guy goes,
I killed my wife.
Yeah, I want to tell you about my wife. And he's like, she's like this ray of light. And he goes, at one point, you know, We got home from this party. I'd been drinking, and I just punched her as hard as I could. It's like, and I just remember her looking up at me. She's trying to get up, and then she just collapses because I had punched her so hard I killed her. And he's like, I did time for it, but really I've learned to forgive myself. And at the, you're like, maybe don't learn to forgive yourself so quick.
We're cracking up, but only because it does come literally out of nowhere.
Yeah, I would have left right there, too. I'm telling you, women are kissing. This guy's ex-wife's kissing his friend. People are doing blow, and this guy interrupts with a story of punching his wife to death. That's, you know, at some point you do check out. And that one girl did leave.
Claire, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and she, well, they never bring it up again, but we're supposed to assume he murders her.
Yeah.
Yeah, out in the backyard.
I don't know.
Or in the front yard.
Because it's so ambiguous, I'm not sure. It does give that idea, but I just the fact that we never see the body, we never see anything happen of her, I'm not sure. I'd like to think that she's the only one who got away before the actual...
Yeah, she would have had to, like, strangle her or something.
Yeah.
Like that's kind of intense.
And then deal with the car, deal with the body, and yeah, do all this other stuff.
I mean, and this woman had just gotten tenure a year before. I really hope she lived. Imagine getting out of that dinner party at the right time.
That's the 3 days from retirement.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For women.
Yeah. Yeah, she just put on her blazer and took off. Imagine. Or you hear about that, you're like, man, I'm glad I left.
What happened? Jeez.
Golly. Only one person leaves. And it's because it feels like it's because she's sexually uptight. They make that reference too, which is true. Because up until that point, the guy talked about punching his wife to death. It's a pretty cool party.
In terms of where it lands on like a scary rating, where would you kind of put it?
Well, I do think this is kind of more of a new school, like art house horror thing. Mm-hmm. Like They Followed. Is it They Followed or It Followed?
It follows.
Yeah, It Follows, Midsommar. This is that kind of psychological horror thriller. Mm-hmm. And I like it. I think this is a pretty close to that. Sometimes in the rewatch, some of it's a little clunky, and there are times where you're like, I would leave or you should leave. But generally, if you're talking about an art house thriller suspense kind of horror movie, I would recommend this movie to almost anyone. And I think if they go into it knowing it's a horror movie, that it holds up. So to me, I would say it's pretty high. This is a movie kind of movie where if people start talking about horror movies and this kind of stuff, I go, have you seen this? And I go, you need to watch it. And everyone generally goes, yeah, that was pretty great.
You do have to clarify the 2015 The Invitation.
Yeah.
The other one's okay, but it gets kooky.
And Karen, I always say her name wrong. Did she do Jennifer's Body? I'm pretty sure she did.
Let's find out.
Yeah, she's a really good director. She's made like a few great movies.
Yeah, she did. Jennifer's Body, she directed.
Yeah.
Eon Flux, I don't know. The Invitation.
But she's she did Jennifer's Body, which is a cult classic.
Yeah.
She's a great director. She's kind of gotten more into TV just because it pays more. When you're talking about women directors, too, they don't, I think she did Eon Flux, and then they just, you get one when you're a woman. So she did Jennifer's Body, and that was good. And then Eon Flux did not do well. And they're like, oh, I guess you're a bad director.
Yeah.
It's not like men where they get to keep making bad movies. So she, I know she's gone on the record talking about, I just do TV. You make like great money.
And mm-hmm.
Obviously, artistically, it's not as fulfilling, but she's a great director. She's done some great movies.
It was really well done, other than like kind of like the obvious like horror bad decisions.
Yeah.
And also setting in LA makes it even more sense for the bad decisions of like, well, we don't want to offend our rich hosts.
Yes.
Because we're in LA and everything.
Yeah.
And we don't want to act weirder than the people that are already acting weird. but yeah, like overall the acting was really good, especially with Logan Marshall Green as Will. Just because, like, right out the gate, he's not having a good time at this party. It opens with him having to kill a coyote.
Yeah, and you know that is that's a reference to a bunch of different times. I think that image keeps coming out throughout the whole thing.
Oh, really?
Even with her at the end with his wife, where it's like these people. And I think they kind of thought that we want to murder these people to put them out of their misery.
Yeah.
Because they when they were murdering people, they were not thinking of like, oh, this is a malicious bad thing. Yeah, they were thinking, oh, we're being merciful.
We're doing you guys a favor.
Yeah. Because, you know, after the glory that comes with death is like, that's an incredible thing. We're doing a great thing for you.
Yeah.
And they, for murdering themselves, I mean, you know, she shoots herself in the stomach, the ex-wife at one point. And even he's like, I need to kill her to put her out of her misery.
Mm-hmm.
This whole thing is about death to put people out of their misery.
Yeah. And then, and plus, I mean, that's when people are the most vulnerable with cults, is when they are at a level of grief and at their lowest. So that way people do take, like, Midsommar takes a lot more, a deeper look at that, because Florence Pugh's the whole thing is from her beginning to end is going through grief. So it makes sense that all these people that they have this issue, they've lost somebody, and now they're in this cult, and they do think like, oh no, this is good.
Yeah, when I guess they're similar in that they both deal with death in that way,
mm-hmm.
where they act like, oh, it's not that big of a deal. It is a natural thing, which in many ways it is, but they both movies they take it pretty far.
Yeah, they go one little step overboard.
So, I gotta watch Midsommar again. I Florence Pugh. I remember I always had such a crush on her. She has such a beautiful face.
Yeah.
But when she just dropped on the scene, she had a little square body that I thought was very cute too. Just this perfect face and a little square body, which, hey, call me. You know,
same.
Now she's like super hot, so it's like a hack.
Call us even more. Yeah. No. All right, call me. Yeah. She was out.
I think you guys have the same haircut.
Yeah. Where do you think I got it from? Kristen Stewart and Florence Pugh. I'm like, oh, that right there. for me, I think definitely in terms of the scary scale, 1 to 10, I'm putting it around like an 8.
Yeah.
Just cause I do like more films that put me in a tense feeling as opposed to like jump scare.
Yeah.
I'd rather be like, oh my God, what the fuck's gonna happen?
Yeah. And it's grounded. Like it's grounded in like, it is horror, but this kind of thing could and has happened.
Mm-hmm.
Before. Yeah.
Yeah. In terms of a movie, I'd put it even higher. I'd put it around a 9.
Yeah.
It's definitely good quality movie. And I in terms of the bin itself, I'm putting it around like maybe top middle, maybe even close to maybe even the very top.
What's your favorite horror movie?
God damn.
Top 2 or 3.
Okay, that's a bit easier. I'd say Trick or Treat's my go-to for Halloween season.
Trick or Treat.
First off, I love Sam as a character.
I don't know. I honestly don't know what this is.
It's an anthology movie. It's really good. It all takes place on Halloween night.
Okay.
Sam's like the spirit of Sam Haim, the demon of Halloween, basically.
Okay.
And every story is people breaking the rules of Halloween. So turning off the jack-o'-lantern before midnight, not wearing a costume, or not checking your candy, stuff like that.
Okay.
So it's a good Halloween horror movie to watch. Bride of Chucky. If I'm flirting with somebody and they're like, what would we watch for a horror date night? I'm picking Bride of Chucky.
That's funny.
Like the best opening of Living Dead Girl. With Rob Zombie's Living Dead Girl, I've ever seen. Like, okay. Jennifer Tilly coming out, lighting that cigarette. Now, then as a third, I would say it'd probably be something newer. I would say probably between Get Out and Nope. In terms of like something that's pretty, that's really recent.
Yeah.
Though between those two would probably be like my third pick.
Yeah, good. Those are great. Yeah.
Because like I said, like Get Out especially got me in. And even this movie has like a bit of that tense feeling that I had too, because it doesn't have really a ton of like jump scares, but the entire time you're uncomfortable.
Yeah, I guess they're similar in that way too, where you know something bad's going to happen.
Yeah.
And then it does start happening near to the end. And then once it starts, it just keeps going.
Yeah. And then, you know, it's just as brown guys, we just know, you know, just watch out for the whites. but see, before we head out, like, where would you put it in terms of the bin?
Like I said, this is like, this is a movie that I would mostly recommend to a lot of people. I thought, what was the Midsommar guy, the one with the H? Hereditary.
Yeah.
Like, Hereditary to me is like one of the most recent scary movies, but it's so intense. I would like not recommend it to people.
Oh, okay.
To me, I think Hereditary is like, it's
like one of peak.
Yeah, peak if they, for this kind of a movie, but it's a bit much. It's like, I was very uncomfortable when I left that one. What's Talk to Me? Did you see that?
I haven't. A lot of people have been telling me recently to check it out.
Man, that one was a very good horror movie, but I felt kind of gross afterwards.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, but it's good. Like, I mean, there's a couple of scenes in that though. I remember Julie and I, we were doing shows in San Diego and we saw it and I was like, oof, I almost wish I didn't see that. It's like very disturbing. So, you know, like I said, Halloween is my top. For this kind of movie, it's very close to the top because, like I said, I just think it does what it's trying to do so well. And for this kind of a horror movie, there's not much better, in my opinion. So it's pretty high for me, I think.
Awesome, dude. Yeah. Well, dude, Steve, appreciate you coming on, bringing this movie.
Thank you for having me.
I don't know if I would have ever even came across it if you didn't recommend it. So
that's
I'm glad you did.
I do it, yeah.
But you got your camera right here. Let the people know where they can find you, what you got going on.
You can find me at Big Hearn on Twitter, or I guess I don't use Twitter anymore. So Hernia on Instagram. And then, of course, we have Chatterbox Comedy Night every Sunday night in Covina and the open mic every Thursday at 8 o'clock, too. So if you ever wanted to try it or to watch it, come down. That's great. Thank you so much for having me, Jules.
Dude, Steve, thank you so much. And, yeah, if you're a comic in L.A., if you're a comic visiting L.A., and you're looking for a good mic, Chatterbox open mic, one of the best. And you guys can find me on all the things, Julian F. Comedy. Follow this podcast at Horror Bin Pod. Guys, make sure to like, share, subscribe, do all the fun things. Let's build this horror community together. Send out those invitations and let's build this cult, I guess. But Steve, once again, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you guys for listening and watching. As we say on every episode, don't drink the wine. Bye.